They teach us that birth needs medical intervention, that labor hurts, so we wonder why we should go through pain to welcome our baby into the world. Then we hear about obstetric violence that leaves us with a bitter taste, birth experience, and a feeling that there must be more to birth. I hear all of this, and I believe with all my heart that another reality is possible. That as women, we all have the keys inside us to birth our babies and their placentas. My name is Mags, and with my husband Keith, we are the Quantic Family. Every week, I get the privilege to sit with passionate people that speak to us authentically about birth and the quantic energy around pregnancy, birth, and beyond. My intention is to diffuse their messages to allow you to make enlightened choices that truly resonate with who you are. I see this podcast as a caring and intimate place where you can allow yourself to be who you truly are and reconnect to the power within you to accompany your baby on his journey. I also wish for your partner to find his place in the middle of this transformational process so that together you become the strong foundation of your family. I truly believe that along we go faster, but together we go further. So join us. Together, let's come out of the belief system created by our society and reconnect with our intuition. Each birth is unique. May yours be truly authentic. What a pleasure to be back with you in this new year 2021. My name is Mags, and I hope you are ready to launch this new year's journey towards your true and authentic self. I've prepared for you fantastic episodes with passionate people, and surprises are to come along. I am still passionate about birth and the quantic around pregnancy, birth, and beyond. Before I leave you with today's episodes, I am so happy to tell you that Keith and I, the Quantic Family, we've prepared for you a series of three free videos to involve your partner in making childbirth an enhanced, positive, and transformational experience. You will find the link to this series underneath the podcast episode. And you can also find it in our link tree on Instagram and Facebook. Each birth is unique. Make yours be truly authentic.
Hello, and welcome to the podcast Authentic Birth. My name is Mags, and you can find me on the social media as the Quantic Family. Today, I am really delighted to be with Karen Welton. Hello, Karen.
Hello, Meg. Thank you for having me. It's such an honor to be here.
I am so happy because we're going to talk about a subject that we absolutely are both passionate about, which is free pain birth. You are the founder of the Pain Free Birth. How do I say? I would like to call it an institution, but it's a concept. Anyway, it's amazing. It's to discover the way us women were brought into this world to physiologically and pain-free give birth of our babies. Karen, you are a childbirth educator, you are a birth doula, and you've got an e-course online. you also offer some group and some private coaching. And if I understood everything well, 8 years ago, when your first daughter was born, a fire lit inside you to share with the world and with women how great, how amazing, how transformational birth can be. And you've been wanting to expose, today you expose and you push away all the fears and the lie that our society brings and the culture of our society brings, to empower women, to give them back them power and the faith in they have everything inside them to give birth away from pain.
Yes, that's a great introduction. Yeah, I suppose you could call it the pain-free birth technique. I teach a lot of techniques in the course, but it is essentially an e-course that I designed for women to teach them how to have birth without pain. Because after I had my first daughter, I essentially realized women are being lied to, and the culture of fear in childbirth, and just the in our culture, generally speaking, is that there is so much fear surrounding birth. There's so much also ignorance. We don't see birth, it's censored. We're not exposed to it as women and girls growing up. And so all we hear are horror stories. We hear our mom stories and our friends and all these women who've had traumatic births or extremely painful births. And the idea that birth could be pain-free is radical to most women. It's completely counterculture. You know, people will look at you funny if you even mention the concept that you may not necessarily have to experience pain in birth. It doesn't make pain isn't wrong or bad. It doesn't mean you're doing something wrong, but it's not necessary. It's not, you know, a requirement to delivering a baby, you know? So I like to, you know, tell women, like, your uterus is a bag of muscles, just like any other muscle in the body. It is designed to work and exert itself without pain. So if you were to go to the gym and lift weights and build your muscles, you're working hard. You're doing reps. You're contracting. Like, this is a contraction right here. I'm contracting my biceps. It doesn't hurt me. It's not painful, but I have to do reps because I can't hold this for 8 hours, right? We have to build strength. The uterus in labor is essentially a bag of muscles that's building strength. And it can do so without pain, just like every other muscle group in your body. And when we learn to partner with our bodies in the process of childbirth, instead of fighting those sensations and fighting the strength and the energy going through us, we can have a beautiful, euphoric, joyful, pain-free birth.
And I think that's very important, what you said here, which is the going with the body. Connecting with our senses and our body, because I also feel in this culture we have to look like something, we have to be thin like somebody, or we have to be different than what we are, more than to work with what we have.
Right. Yeah, there's so much pressure on women today to be the perfect mom, to, you know, even in the natural childbirth circles, you know, we demonize pain medication. And I have no shame for women who choose to get an epidural or pain medicine or require interventions. You know, we have to do what we feel is best for us. And we make those choices independently as women. And so this is just another option for those women who say, I want a natural or unmedicated childbirth. You know, I want to experience that. There's something about birth that offers women a transformation. And when we choose to walk that journey out to the fullest extent, there's so much growth and personal development that happens within that space. And I think it's a gift. I truly believe, like, childbirth is a gift, the way it's designed. And it propels us into this self-confidence as women to mother and to move from that maiden archetype to mother, where we're taking on responsibility, we're living selflessly for this child, we're bonding. You know, the hormones, all the hormones are designed in a very specific way, like an orchestra, to facilitate this deep, intense love bond, the dyad between the mother and the baby. And it's all there for a reason. And a big part of that is the hormonal physiology of labor, and understanding those dynamics and how that plays out in birth is really one of the biggest keys to accessing a pain-free birth, because it's all there for a purpose and it's good. It's not, I mean, that's so much really the mindset I'm countering, is that birth is painful and scary and traumatic, and it's somehow bad. It's somehow going to hurt us. Like, it's this outside force coming against us that's going to somehow hurt us and traumatize us. And we have to, you know, that mindset creates a physiological response in our bodies of brace for it. Here comes the next contraction. Oh no, here it's happening again. Oh, this one's gonna hurt. The last one hurt. And now this one's gonna hurt. So I'm gonna brace and tense for it. And that tension in the body creates pain. So whenever we have this fear toward the sensations of birth that have been culturally, you know, indoctrinated into us, it is a cultural view to have a fear of childbirth. It impacts us physiologically, and that response creates either more pain or less pain in our bodies. So this idea that birth is bad, we're reframing that whole thing to birth is power, it's beauty, it's strength, it's empowerment. And when we see it as a force of nature, that it's actually our strength as women. Our uterus is actually involuntarily contracting, and it can become incredibly intense. You know, so I tell women, pain-free birth does not mean you don't feel anything. It's numb. You know, there's no sensation. No, it is, you feel, it's the opposite. You feel everything. You feel the joy. You feel the euphoria. You feel the stretching, the pressure, the opening, this intense, intense opening and pulling and stretching from within your body. But it doesn't, you can have all of those intense sensations without it necessarily being called painful. So there's even around the words that we use to describe childbirth, many women describe it as, I wouldn't really call it pain, but it was so intense, or it was so much pressure. But I don't know if I would say painful in the sense that, like, you know, you touch a stove and you pull away, or you stub your toe, and that's an acute pain. It's an acute sensory pain that tells you danger. Don't keep doing that, right? Pain is a survival mechanism. We need to have pain sensations for us to know what's safe and what's dangerous. So the message of pain in childbirth does not mean this is dangerous. It just means it's time to relax. You have to relax your body, your muscles. You have to open, you have to receive. So when we reframe the message that pain tells us, it's actually even in childbirth a blessing, because our body is speaking to us saying we have to change something, because it really indicates there's a strain on the physiological process. And so when we attach that message to it, instead of more fear, more shame, or I'm doing it wrong, or I can't do this, or I'm a failure, those are the messages we internalize when women experience pain, or, you know, I can't do this, give me the drugs. Like, we go down that, you know, it's a downward spiral, and it's really hard to get out of. But I'm just rambling at this point. I could go on and on. You're like, yes, keep going.
It's pretty clear. I love it. Yeah. You know, I'm here to really listen to the core of what you have to say. Our, you know, the people that are listening are here to really, like, hear your message. So this culture of pain, once we're in thinking that birth is painful, creates a spiral, a down spiral that brings more pain. So it's all about, what can we put in place to go the other way around, to make this spiral, okay, intense, but part of the transformation that gives us confidence to become new moms.
Yes, absolutely. And part of that confidence comes from embracing all the sensations of childbirth, And like I said, that spiral is, you know, I call it the fear, tension, pain cycle. And I'm not the first to teach this. Grantley Dick Reed came up with this concept in the 50s when he experienced women having euphoric births where they did not experience pain. And he thought, wow, this is fascinating. I have to study this. So he, you know, he wrote a groundbreaking book in the 50s called Childbirth Without Fear. And you know, that revolutionized obstetrics in his day. And he was considered, you know, crazy for his ideas that women could give birth unassisted without pain. And we're still wrestling with that concept today, you know, generations later. And so, but it's the same idea. It's when you experience pain or intensity in childbirth, it's that physiological response of getting scared, getting tense, and that tension creates the physiological response of pain in the body. And when you experience pain, you get more scared. So the increase in fear contributes to an increase in tension. The tension contributes to pain in the body because we're fighting it, right? We're not surrendering to the process. We're scared, we're bracing, we're clenching, we're closing. Fear and trauma is always frozen in the body. So anytime you have fear or trauma, your body freezes. And in labor, you need the opposite. You need open, you need movement, you need expansion. So contraction, fear, and tension will immediately cause pain in your body. I'll just illustrate that point really quickly. As a doula, I attend women in childbirth. And in one birth, it was in a home setting. The woman was handling contractions fantastic. It was a very long labor, but she was managing those sensations very well. She wasn't in like obvious distress. And she had gone upstairs, I forget to do what, and was walking down the stairs in labor, and her husband was there near her helping her. And I took my camera out because at the time I was also doing some birth photography, and I'd asked her ahead of time, hey, if I take some photos, are you okay with that? And she kind of reluctantly said, yes, that'd be okay. You know, but I could tell she wasn't quite 100% like bought into the idea. So I took it out and took a picture of her as she was coming down the stairs. And I don't know if the flash bothered her or what happened, but immediately after that, she went into a contraction that was very painful. She noticed she had it and she was like, oh my goodness, I don't know why that one hurt so bad. That one really hurt. Oh my goodness. And I saw it immediately, the effect that me taking a picture of her in labor had on her labor. It made her feel unsafe and uncomfortable. And she didn't even connect the dots that me taking the picture caused that contraction to be painful, but I did. So I put my camera away and I said, I'm not gonna take any more photos of her in labor. And immediately after that contraction, the rest of her labor went right back to where it was before, which was, you know, strong contractions, but without pain, without suffering, without, you know, that fear. So even immediately it can cause that next contraction, whatever state of mind we're in, whether we're feeling safe and comfortable, unobserved, all of those feelings internally create the sensation of what our contractions will feel like in labor. So in a hospital setting, oftentimes women are observed. They're having machines hooked up to them. They're having strangers come in all the time. To check on their dilation, to ask about pain management, to offer pain medicine, what's your pain level, you know, all of these interruptions and this entire setting that's unfamiliar to women creates a physiological response in women that can make childbirth more painful if we're not aware of that. So there are many ways I teach in my course on how to protect your space and your physiology in a hospital setting or in any setting, really, because when we understand the physiology of what our bodies do in labor, we know how to manage them. We know how to respond. We know how to identify what's going on inside and change our response to the sensations we're feeling, because it is a messenger. It tells us something. Our bodies are speaking to us and we have to connect and understand what that message is.
Well, that's amazing because we connect in our body, but the environment, of course, has power on our physiology. Yes. And how we feel inside it. So this importance of feeling safe, what does safety mean?
Yes. Right. And safety is our number one need as women, as humans. It's a psychological need. If we don't feel safe, our bodies are not going to be able to labor effectively. That's like the baseline. Like, we have to feel safe. And if women feel safe, they can then have some, get some of their higher needs met. Like, if you're talking about that, you know, the hierarchy of needs. And so in my course, I teach on how birth can actually be, you know, bring women into these altered states of consciousness. It's an incredibly spiritual experience to have these altered states of consciousness. Your brainwaves slow down, things shift in the room. I often tell women, like, you're even in pregnancy, the veil is thin, and you can, you know, travel to different, you know, things in the spirit. You women have an increase in dreams. They sense things. Their intuition is heightened. Their empathy is heightened. That's why you cry like at the drop of a hat when you're pregnant, because your spirit is more open and alive and more able to sense things and energies, emotions, spiritual forces. That's all part of the design of childbirth. And in labor, it's extremely heightened. And if we are in a completely safe environment where we feel safe, nurtured, loved, cared for by those around us and the environment we're in, we can actually travel to these altered states where we have encounters. You know, I've heard of midwives talking about things that happen, like when a woman shifts from one stage to another, the energy in the whole room shifts, or they'll get gold dust on their hands. Or women will just kind of go out. They'll be like, they know what's going on around them, but it's like they're also in another place in the room. They travel, like their spirit is somewhere else. I've had women tell me stories of having, you know, visions or out-of-body experiences in labor. And when we're in this altered state, our brainwaves are slowing down to such a degree that our prefrontal cortex is not active, right? Like in normal everyday life, we're talking, I'm in beta brain right now. My cat's walking in front of me, you know, but in childbirth, we go into alpha state. We go into theta and delta, where the brain waves slow and we have these epiphanies. We have these encounters with God. You know, we have these ideas that thoughts just come to us, and that's designed. We have to go there. So being able to let go and surrender in childbirth is incredible, because where it can bring us is transformational. And in that place of your prefrontal cortex shutting off and your primal brain, you know, sort of taking over, it's like it's a very primal state, but it's incredibly spiritual. You know, time disappears. You're not watching the clock. You're not looking at the numbers. You're not wondering how dilated you are. You're not worried about the heart tones. You are deep and internal in this process. And in that place, everything is working in sync. Everything is in harmony and in alignment. And pain doesn't really even exist. You're not even conscious of it, because everything is open. So I say in childbirth, you're more open than you will ever be physically and spiritually. And when we can marry those two, when we can partner with the process, the physical happens when we're allowing the spiritual and the emotional and the mental parts of childbirth to happen. When we protect those, the physical happens just fluidly. It's effortless. You just open and dilate. I've seen women dilate, you know, 5 centimeters in half an hour, because spiritually everything came into alignment. You know, they let out an emotional release. They cried, they laughed, you know, whatever the burden or fear was that they were carrying, they finally offloaded it, and instantly everything shifts. So childbirth is such a spiritual process. And when we honor that process and we partner with it and we know deeply in our heart, what are my needs? What do I feel? Am I feeling unsafe? Am I feeling nervous? Am I feeling scared? Am I feeling apprehensive? You know, what's causing the sensation of pain or, you know, tension in my body? When we can identify that, we can resolve that need, get the need met, vocalize the need. Oh, I feel unsafe, or I feel scared. I'm scared. A lot of women will say, I'm scared of the pushing and I'm scared of transition. And they'll actually, you know, become tense and brace for it or restrain from pushing because they're scared of the next stage of labor. Like, it's going to get so much worse, you know? And when we embrace that, all of a sudden the body opens. So I've seen so many incredible things that happen in the process of a natural, unmedicated childbirth, that we have so much more power than we realize. You know, our our hearts, our minds, our bodies are all in sync. They're all connected. And our bodies are constantly giving us feedback clues as to what's going on. And when we can take that clue without attaching shame or fear or some other kind of negative meaning to it and just take it as what it is. Okay, that hurt. What is causing this pain in my body? What is causing the tension? What am I holding on to? What am I resisting? What am I scared of? When we can be, you know, reflective like that and really connect in an intuitive level, you might not even be thinking that. You just might know, oh, I have to do this. Like in those intuitive places, I would get flashes of intuition where I would just know I have to get in this position. This is the position I need. Oh, time to do the stairs. I got to go up and down the stairs, you know. Physically, my body was actually working to turn my baby because she was asynclitic. She was in a bad position and I was feeling all this pain. So I knew I have to change something. This isn't working. Pain is a messenger. What is it telling me? It's telling me, take the pressure off. So I did the lift and tuck, all the pain went away. And then I'm feeling these intense contractions. Okay, what's the message? A flash of light, you know, go up and down the stairs. Okay, up and down the stairs. Moving my hips, you know, you know what you need. Women know when we protect the physiology and we allow them to connect to their instincts without disrupting that very important piece of labor, they do things instinctively without asking, just knowing, you know. And so I think the whole process of birth fascinates me because it's different for every woman. And there's so much, that as we allow women to just be in themselves and experience this and try it out and feel what it feels like without fear, but just knowing this is good. This is my body working. This means my body's working and it's happening. It's working. Like it's the most liberating feeling in the whole world. I actually remember in my first labor thinking, this is working. But up until that point, I kept thinking it's going to get worse. It's going to get worse. You know, it's working now, but when I'm really in active labor, it'll probably get painful then. Cause I was believing and envisioning a pain-free labor, but I had never had a labor before or experienced it. So I kind of also had to hold it very gently in my hands and say, if it hurts, you know, that's a possibility, right? And at one point in labor, I think I was 8 centimeters dilated. My midwife had just checked me and I realized, no, this is active labor. This is the intense part that I've been avoiding, that I've been holding back, trying not to like, it's going to get worse. It's going to get worse. And then I realized, no, it is the intense part. It is active labor. And I'm still not, it's not painful. So I remember being on my hands and knees and thinking to myself, I'm having fun. And I thought that's the craziest thought I've ever had. No woman, you're not supposed to have fun in labor. I'm in labor. This is hard work. But the thing that happened was when I realized this is working and all those things I prayed for and prepared for is actually happening and it's not painful, I actually released a surge of endorphins in my body and oxytocin, because oxytocin and endorphins are actually there and they promote contractions. They also block pain receptors. So when that happened, I got a burst of joy, more endorphins, more pain blocking, you know, effects in my body. And it was so intense that I felt, I'm so happy. I'm so happy. I'm having fun. And I'm in active labor on my hands and knees contracting. And I said, okay, I have to say it out loud because no one will believe me. I won't believe me later if I don't say it. And then I go into this argument in my head of, don't say it out loud. You'll look like an idiot. What are they going to think? Oh, you should say, okay. And I finally just blurted out, I'm having fun. And then I just start laughing. And I went into transition shortly after that. I remember having like a 10-minute contraction, back to back to back, piggyback contractions that were incredibly intense, took my breath away. And one would start to end and I'd say, whoo, I'm glad that's over. And then boom, another one would hit. Oh, never mind. Go back into it. Right. I just remember laughing in between contractions or even cracking jokes in, you know, like getting in the tub and looking up and, oh, there's a lot of people here. Like all of a sudden everyone's around me ready, you know, preparing for this baby to come out. And I'm just tuned out. I'm inward. I'm internal. And then if I got a break, I might open my eyes. You know, so there's so much joy that can be experienced in childbirth. And I think that's the part that so many women miss out on because they've never heard that that was even a possibility. They don't know that their body releases hormones and drugs, incredibly powerful drugs that block pain, or that you can experience a high stronger than if you took cocaine. You know, it releases 50 times more endorphins and pain blocking chemicals than if you took cocaine. Now that, like, the drugs God created in our bodies are so much more powerful and beautiful and positive and ecstatic than any man-made drug with no bad side effects. And women, we just don't talk about this. We don't talk about how good birth can be. And I know it's not the case for everybody. And there's a whole lot of reasons for that. You know, we're in a system that doesn't support physiology. When we go into hospitals or we speak to doctors and everything is risk management, and there's, we could go down that road. But I just want to tell women, like, if you've had a traumatic birth, if you've had a very painful birth, or you're feeling like, well, gosh, I feel robbed, I didn't get that experience, that was not your fault. Like, there's so many reasons and things that go wrong in the way we manage birth. And none of that was your fault. You know, a lot of it is a system that's not designed to support us. But I want to just kind of whet your appetite and present an idea that there could be, that birth could be something that's so much better than we've ever been told or experienced. And I'm just kind of laying that out there for women and saying, you know what? It's an option. It can be painful and beautiful and joyful and ecstatic all at the same time. You can have incredibly painful moments and also incredibly beautiful, you know, full of love, heart exploding moments. And none of that is good or bad. It's all a part of this package of what birth can be. And it's all worth it. Like, oh my gosh, those moments of joy and euphoria are worth even the pain, worth the struggle, worth all the work, because it is work. It's hard work to give birth to a child. Like, there is no minimizing of that going on. So whatever it is for you, I just encourage women to embrace it in its fullness, embrace the sensations, move toward them, lean into them instead of pulling away and resisting, you know? So I work with women to process our fears, because we all come into childbirth with these fears, whether that's a fear of becoming a mother. And what does that mean to let go of all these identities, this massive identity shift that happens. And some of even those identities, those roles we take on, the way we approach motherhood, the way we're interacting with what's going to happen in my body, the loss of control, the sensations of pain, all of those fears create, again, that physiological response in our body that can resist the process and actually stall it even. You know, oftentimes a stall in labor is simply your body doing what it knows to do when it doesn't feel safe. You know, if it senses danger, if it senses, oh, this isn't comfortable, this isn't fully, completely safe, a safe environment for me to birth a baby in, it'll stall. And so we see that, you know, in hospital systems, failure to progress is the diagnosis for a cesarean. And in most cases, that's one of the biggest causes. And it doesn't mean you did anything wrong. It actually means your body did what it was supposed to do, the way it was created to do, which was, if it doesn't feel safe, you pause, you stall labor until you're in a safe place, just like a mammal would in the wild. If it got attacked by a predator, it's going to turn off the labor process, and fight or flight, you'll go from parasympathetic to sympathetic response. Your body knows what to do in order to preserve your life and the life of your baby. So it interprets an environment with bright lights and sounds and interruptions, and that response it has in your body. Your body doesn't know the difference between a nurse giving you a dirty look and a predator in the wild. To your primal brain, it interprets that the same way as, this isn't safe. Shut down labor. You know, so understanding the physiology of childbirth is really one of the biggest keys. And then doing the deep work of healing our traumas, facing our fears, understanding and embracing this identity shift, you know, of going into motherhood and all the fears and the worries and the universal things that come along with that, that is unique to each woman, but also so universal. And really just embracing that journey is something that I could just talk for days about. And I love it. And I love walking with women in that journey to help them process those things and embrace them as the gift that they can be.
Well, beautiful. Thank you for all these explanations you give. It was we see your passion. I see your passion. I get to sit here and I feel it. And I think what is very interesting, what you said, is that our instincts know what to do.
Yes. But
we are cut from that instinct. And there's all these fear that are in our society, in our culture, that makes us be away from this instinct. And on this transformational journey that pregnancy is, we get the chance to actually rediscover a part of ourselves, get in tune with our intuition. So there is some work to do.
Absolutely.
There is some work to
do. Yes, there's so much.
Because of the society we live in, we can't just say, hey, I know how to do this. I'll be amazing at birth. Maybe you will. But, you know, you need to work on it, right? You have to take the...
It's true. You don't know what you don't know. And that's kind of the thing, like... And then I think there's when we talk about birth preparation, sometimes we have to unlearn just as much as we have to learn. And the unlearning has to do with all the baggage we've picked up on from our own experience, our friends and family's experiences, what culture dictates to us of what birth is, of what to expect when you're expecting. Here, let me give you a book of 1,000 things that could go wrong in your pregnancy or in childbirth. No fear, you know, I'm just going to dump fear on you and then expect you to have this pain-free, beautiful birth. No, that it doesn't work that way. When we fill our hearts with fear, we're going to be carrying that fear with us into the labor and delivery room. And so identifying those roots of fear in our own life, wherever they came from, it could have even come from your theology, right? I was, you know, came from a Christian background, still am, and I had to wrestle with this, like, oh, the God put a curse on Adam and Eve in the garden. And he told Eve, you know, you'll have pain in childbirth. And now all women have pain in birth. And we have this, you know, our monthly period, and it's all part of the curse. And so we even view our femininity as a curse, as something, you know, that's bad. And actually, when you study that out, the word there for pain is the same word he used for when he said man will toil in the labor. It means hard work or toil. So, you know, women are strong. We can do hard work. There's nothing to be scared of when it comes to birth. And then if you believe, like, okay, you know, Jesus broke every curse, I'm no longer under this curse that was put on Adam and Eve. And in fact, my femininity is a blessing. My womanhood is a blessing. My womb is blessed. All the curses have been broken off of me, and I live in abundance and fruitfulness and life. That's a whole different mentality than if we go into labor delivery thinking I have to have pain. I'm expecting pain because of something one woman did thousands of years ago. No, that's not the truth.
Yeah. And maybe that's not, you know, the Bible was written at some point like this, but the true message is this full power that we have inside us.
Yes. Absolutely. And it's this, whether you believe in God or creator or evolution or the universe, regardless, we have this badass power inside of us as women. Like just study the uterus and what it can do. We're creating, we can create life. We do what divinity does, creating life. We get to partake in that. Men don't experience that. So I tell women, like, this is a blessing. Men will never get to experience childbirth. That sucks. It's radical. I mean, it's total counterculture to say, like, wow, you just, you make your donation and then you watch the process happen. But as women, we get to partake in creating life. And yes, there's struggle. Yes, there's intensity. Yes, there could be pain. And it's hard work. But we also get one of the greatest highs you could ever get. You get this intense sensation of ecstasy and love and euphoria just from the chemicals your brain releases in childbirth, in an unmedicated birth. I mean, I would just have babies endlessly just to get that high again. Talk about, you know, withdrawal. And then we get that high every time we breastfeed, every time we have skin to skin with our infant, every time we look our baby in the eyes, our brain releases more oxytocin. And you can basically be on a love high for months postpartum.
Oh, yes.
But we just don't, for years. Yes. And what does that do in a woman's heart when she realizes, I just pushed this baby out of me. I just did that. I feel like a superwoman. I mean, the confidence I felt as a new mom, having delivered my baby at home, you know, was, I can't describe it. I just thought, if I can do that, I can do this motherhood thing. And I know that's not everybody's experience. I mean, and so often that natural process, even if you go in saying, I want a natural birth or an unmedicated birth, it can get hijacked by the lack of support around you, or not knowing the fears that are going on in our hearts, and not understanding how all of that plays into the physiology and what happens in birth. But it is possible, and it's available to us as women to step into and to connect to this power inside of us. You know, even in the process of childbirth, as your uterus is contracting, it's building strength. It's creating a fundus at the top of the uterus. It involuntarily pulls up. And then after transition, it involuntarily starts pushing the baby out. We don't have to push. The uterus does all of that work for us if we just allow it to. And every time we're experiencing a contraction, that's literally your strength as a woman. That is you building strength in the fundus of the uterus. And then you create this dense crystal core in the core of who you are that then switches direction and starts pushing down. So talk about female empowerment. Talk about our strength as women. Even in the biology of childbirth, we see this building strength from gradual to intense, 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 and then a shift happens and whoom, it starts, our bodies bear down in order to deliver this child. And it all happens without our involvement. There's women who give birth in comas, who deliver perfectly healthy babies without pushing. The uterus does all the work and their babies ooze out. And yet in, you know, modern day society, doctors come in and they tell you, okay, get in bed, get on your back, hold your knees up to your head, take a deep breath. Now push, 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 push. And we start yelling and screaming at women and this approach that women don't know how to push, and we have to teach them how. And if they're not doing it right, maybe we have to give them Pitocin because they don't have enough, their bodies don't produce enough. So we have to help this natural process. And what do? They disconnect a woman from her instincts. And all of a sudden she's back in her thinking brain. She's disconnected and now she's straining. So every time you take a breath and hold it, what happens? You're tense, you're tight, you're clenching, you're resisting. You're actually holding your baby in and at the same time trying to shove that baby out. Well, guess what? That's going to damage your pelvic floor. That's going to create a lot of pain postpartum and 2 to 4 hours of pushing. And it's going to exhaust you. And then, oh, baby's stuck. We got to call a cesarean. This happens every day. You don't have to push. Your uterus does it for you. When you're breathing and open, your body's expanding and that baby just shifts down. You can labor your baby down without forcefully pushing. So everything about how we approach childbirth in our culture is opposite of the way it's designed physiologically. And when we teach women, this is how your body works. This is what physiological birth looks like. This is how your hormones work. This is what happens when you have fear or you don't feel safe. This is the response your body will have. This is how pushing happens. This is what your uterus is capable of. This is the energy, the strength inside you. Every contraction is actually you building strength. Work like you're exercising, working strength into that fundus that then pushes baby out. And the fascination I have with the natural process of childbirth and how if left undisturbed, our bodies are brilliant. They know exactly what to do. They know exactly how to solve problems. They know exactly where baby needs to go and where baby needs to rotate and when it needs to tuck and when it needs to flex and when and extend and flexion and extension and all of those things happen brilliantly without us messing with the process. And so that the power we carry as women is phenomenal, the intuition we have. And I think that's something women, you know, we try to fit into this masculine culture, this get it done culture, this, you know, produce, results oriented, you know, make it happen, focused on the numbers. We have to like help the, you know, even in birth, it's, we approach birth that way. And yet it's completely not that way. It's all, it, birth flows from feminine energy. It flows from intuition. It flows from this ebb and this flow where some contractions are strong and hard and intense and others are gentle and mild. And there's a intentionality to that. The body is intelligent and it knows, okay, now it's time to just expand. Oh, now it's time to push. And there's shifts that happen when we're allowing ourselves to flow and to surrender to this process without necessarily having to understand it or control it. Amazing things can happen when we let go of control, and everybody else around us lets go of trying to control the process, but we just allow the woman to be, to connect to that deep intuitive place and to not be afraid of the incredibly intense sensations that birth brings. And that's often the hardest for a woman who's never had a baby before, who's only heard stories of horror, to embrace the intensity or pain of childbirth. But if you know it's good and it's there to bring your baby forth and it's not going to harm you when you surrender to it, your baby, everything works and it's fluid. Everything happens the way it should, the way it's designed to, I should say. There's no shoulds in labor. There's no like, you should have done this. No. It's not about that. It's about what is the physiology say? What is the original design? How do we partner with what our body is already doing to bring forth this baby? So it's all about surrender. It's all about coming into alignment with our true ourself, our whole being, physical, spiritual, mental. How do we partner with that and see and experience that happening in the fullness of surrender instead of the resisting and the clenching and the fear and the frozen state and the trauma? You know, you can go those two pathways and one will produce, the fear produces tension and pain and a frozen state. And the, what I call the joy oxytocin bliss cycle, when you partner with joy, when you get happy, when you allow your body to release endorphins and oxytocin, it releases all the tensions released in your body. And then you get a more of a surge of it. So you get, when you get happy, you release more oxytocin, more endorphins, it blocks more pain and that makes you more happy and you move and you're fluid, just like feminine energy is fluid and it moves constantly. So those are the two paths that I teach women and we walk with them through the pain. I want you to process the pain and process the fear now in pregnancy, not in the labor and delivery room. That's why you're getting triggered in pregnancy. That's why all these emotions are coming up in pregnancy. There's actually a purpose to them. And I tell women that, like, you're being triggered. It's a gift. It's designed to heal you. And when you heal yourself, you heal every woman around you and you heal your children. So every time you're triggered in pregnancy, every time you're emotional, every time you feel overwhelmed and you can't handle this anymore, that's actually a divine gift for you to seek out greater healing. And when we discover and heal those traumas in our heart, we heal them for our labor and our delivery so they don't show up in labor, but we also heal them for our children. And we become an agent of healing. Birth creates this openness in the spirit for us to experience an incredible transformation and healing in our lives. And for many of you women, things that you may have been struggling with for years or decades will be triggered in pregnancy. And you have the opportunity now to get to access healing in a measure that's greater than maybe any other time in your life. So it, in that sense, it's a tremendous blessing to experience this recreation of life and the transformation in our own souls that happen along this, in this journey.
It's magical. It's magical, and you explain it magically well. And it really, you know, that equals, you know, it is a blessing.
It is.
Starting and being accompanied, I think you said it really well. You have to be accompanied by people that believes in you, that people that are gonna step with you and that are gonna allow you to go through these fears and these blockage that comes along for you to clear them and move on.
Yeah. Yeah. Right. We don't have to be afraid of these deep emotions and these deep sensations. We can go through them, and you can go through them, you know, at any point. You can go through them in pregnancy. If you avoid them in pregnancy, you may go through them in labor, but wow, how powerful will that be? you may feel exposed. You may feel like, oh my gosh, it's just incredible, intense emotional sensations. And I know there's women listening who have experienced those incredible emotions in childbirth. And you may have come to a point where you realize, oh, I have to let go. I have to surrender. Maybe you made a declaration. Maybe you cried it out and you wept and you didn't even know why. Maybe that emotion just took over you. But we have to give ourselves permission to go through it. Because on the other side, there's freedom. On the other side, there's transformation. There's power. There's authority. There's confidence. But we have to not be afraid of it. We have to go through it. And you may even experience those emotions in postpartum. For many women who experienced a traumatic childbirth or a childbirth that had lots of interventions that created trauma in the body, that trauma will present itself in postpartum. And when we avoid it and we want to make it go away, that's what can create, oftentimes can partner with the physiology and the hormones and lead to postpartum depression and all these postpartum mood disorders we see rampant today. You're not alone. And when we allow ourselves to go through it, it may happen in postpartum, while you're breastfeeding, while you're emotional, while you're processing a traumatic birth. But when you allow yourself to go through it, on the other side is healing and freedom. And surround yourself with other women who understand that journey, who aren't afraid of birth, who aren't afraid of going through the deep, hard things. When we allow ourselves to do that and we surround ourselves with a company of women who understand that journey and can support us and come alongside us and say, it's okay, honey. This is normal. This is good. You don't have to be afraid of this. You're doing a good job. You know, that's what we need in this journey of becoming becoming mothers, I should say. You know, it was never meant to be a journey that we do in isolation and fear. It's meant to be in a company of women and with support. And sometimes our partners aren't necessarily the ones who can relate to that or who can support us. As amazing and wonderful and magical as your partner may be, we often need the support of women to help us on that journey too, to just let us know, it's okay. I'm going to be okay. I'm going to make it through. And I don't have to fight this or resist it. I can give myself into it, to this process, and trust that what's happening inside, as scary as it may feel, whether that's physical pain or emotional pain, I'm going to give myself permission to walk through it and know that on the other side, somebody's going to catch me. I'm going to emerge a stronger woman on the other side of this. And that's the gift that birth gives us on the other side, is that we really embody that power. Instead of it just flowing through us, I've never spoken on this before, but I just got this just now. It's like, it's either happening to you or you get to embody it and own it. And I really believe as women, when we say yes to this, when we embody this power and we own it, it becomes our power. After birth, we own that power that just came through us, that stretched us and challenged us beyond what we've ever experienced before. We then emerge as this incredibly powerful woman who now gets to say, that's my power. I own that. I embody that. And that follows us into every area of our life.
For the rest of our
life. And it transforms us. Yeah, the rest of your life. Absolutely. And no one can take that away from you.
No, never.
And you can get that power, ladies, whether you had a pain-free birth or not, you can get that power when you go through it. When you go through the hard thing, the pressure, the stress, the trauma, the pain, when you go through it, whether you're in birth or postpartum or whatever journey you're in, that power is yours to take. It's your power. Allow yourself to go through it. And say yes to it instead of fighting it, because the journey is the beautiful thing. And the reward is you get to own it in the end.
Wow. Thank you. How amazing. I'm sure you've given some confidence in some women. And so we can find your e-course and your community and your coaching online on painfreebirth.com. And you are very present on Instagram. You do amazing videos and you share. I love watching you and what you post. So please tune in, go and tune in and see what Karen does, because it's really, really cool. And before we stop this, we finish this interview, I would like to share the quote from Ina May Gaskin, because it's completely aligned with what you shared with us today, and the power of the uterus. Would you like to say it, or would you like me to say it?
Oh, you go for it.
Okay. There is no other organ quite like the uterus. If men had such an organ, they would brag about it. So should we.
Amen. We should be bragging about this. We get to do this. So powerful. I love her.
Absolutely. He's incredible.
Yeah, I love that quote.
And really, thank you. Thank you from my heart for sharing this message that is so important, that women reconnect with their full power, because I think it gives us another way to live our life and a more like confident way to continue our journey as mothers.
Yeah, thank you. I'm honored to be here, and I love your heart. I love, and I'm honored to partner with you in sharing that message to women. Yeah, it's my journey. It's what I love to do. It's why I created my e-course, because I realized women need to know the truth about how good birth can really be. And I do the coaching and the one-on-one work with women as well to work on some of those deep things, because it can be such a deep journey and we get scared of it. And then we pull away. But if we had someone to walk with us through it, sometimes it makes all the difference in the world, because the transformation is right there on the other side.
And you explained it so well. I was convinced before, but I'm even more convinced now. So
the episode is now finished. I really hope you enjoyed it. This podcast is here for you. Please contact me to give feedback, suggestions, and themes that you would like that we discuss. You can find out all the information from my guests and my contacts in the text underneath the episode. I believe that it is together that we go further. So please help me to connect with a maximum of pregnant couples to support them in their enlightened choices. Go on Apple Podcasts, find the podcast Authentic Birth, scroll down to the bottom of the page and find the section Ratings and Reviews. Click on the number of stars that you would like to give to support the podcast. 5 is the best to diffuse the message further. Looking forward to seeing you on the next episode. And in the meantime, look after yourself. Each birth is unique. May yours be truly authentic.